have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to GiveSendGo.com and set up your campaign. Then, share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.GiveSendGo.com.
Hello, and welcome to GiveSendGo Spotlight. My name is Heather Wilson, and I am here today with a very special guest that has created a campaign on GiveSendGo, and I'm looking forward to talking with Corbin this morning about why he chose GiveSendGo, what he's raising money for, and the importance of what he's raising money for. And so welcome, Corbin. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much, Heather. I'm glad to be chatting.
So we reached out to you, GiveSendGo Spotlight's a fairly new thing. It's a video and a podcast. And what we're doing is we reach out to campaign owners that we go, wow, this is a pretty cool thing they're raising money for. And so we reached out to you to say, hey, do you mind coming on and talking with us about why you decided to create a campaign on GiveSendGo? So why don't you share a little bit about what prompted you to start a campaign?
I think the main thing for me is I have a friend, his name is Kamal, and Kamal has an eye condition that makes it very difficult for him to see and navigate and a number of other things. Yeah, specifically, it's been very hard for him to access the Bible and read God's word. So probably starting about 8 months ago, around last August, I kind of started looking into, well, there are large print Bibles out there. There's something that could work for him. But unfortunately, there's like specific needs that he has, specific like larger than 20 point font size and sans serif, kind of like Arial type of font. And most published Bibles didn't have that. So over the last kind of few months, we've been working together to produce versions of the Bible that actually have the needs. And I can talk a bit more about that, but that meet all of his needs. And so now we're trying to go and print the text. It's almost like 3,600 pages, and then special binding is needed to. And so we're raising money to essentially print this for Kamal.
How did you meet Kamal? Is he somebody you've known like growing up?
Oh, yes. Or? Kamal is a member of actually my small group. We actually co-lead a small group Bible study here at a school in Cambridge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. So Kamal, has he had this eye issue since he was born, or has it been something that's developed
it's
over
kind
time?
Kind of developed over the last few years. Okay. It's kind of gotten progressively more impacted more things.
And so what other things, obviously reading anything like textbooks or anything could be hard.
Probably the biggest thing that's been difficult is screens. You can probably imagine just anything, using a phone, navigating online, answering emails. As a student, doing coding or design, he's in mechanical engineering, so like doing design work, looking for internships, all these things are very difficult. And so he has to minimize his screen time and actually use a screen reader and kind of navigate it essentially as if you were blind so that he can give his eyes the time to rest and reduce the strain. And then also just night blindness is another thing. So when it's dark outside, it can be difficult to navigate. And he'll use a cane to just allow him to rest his eyes and know where he's going. So those are some of the bigger impacts. Yeah.
So you said, we need to do something. Obviously, you can stare at a screen and, make your font so that there's like less than one word on a page or things like that. But he's obviously a Christian, I'm guessing,
because you
lead a Bible study together and he wants a Bible. And so you said, why are there no Bibles for people, like physical Bibles for people who need larger than 20 point?
Right.
Because there are people.
There are people. And when you look on, I did a little bit of background. When you look on kind of the kind of optical accessibility pages, like there's a Wikipedia page, they talk about, it's like, oh, it's the same requirements, like certain fonts, sans serif, larger, certain sizing on the punctuation things. And so my guess is maybe someone like me has done this, but it's not out there. So, once we get this printed, I'm going to try and figure out, we have a copyright from Crossway, but how can I at least let people know, here's how to do this, or here's access to the text, just email. So yeah, definitely, I do wonder, like, how is there not things, you know, given that people deal with this? And there are also Braille texts, but Kamala's not at the point where he's learned Braille right now.
Yeah, yeah. And I think there's probably a lot of people, because if you can still see a little bit.
Right, exactly.
You know, you're going, oh, I can still kind of see, like, do I want to learn a whole nother language with my fingers? You know, that's that's a big undertaking.
It is.
To have to learn that. So how did you pick Gifts and Go? Like, did you just go, you know, hey, we need to raise some funds for this? You know, what was your thought process? How did you find us? And
yes, I can't remember. I know I had seen a campaign on Gifts and Go before.
Okay.
I have a few friends in ministry. And I think, you know, earlier in the pandemic, there were a lot of just mutual aid things. Mm-hmm. And I remember specifically, oh, this is really cool. It's a Christian crowdfunding website. And so when Kamala and I were chatting and trying to figure out how can we get this printed, I think it was just the first thing that came to mind, given that this mission lines up so much with what we're trying to do. And so I think the ability to give, of course, but also the ability to, like, have prayer be a part of that platform is really-
I don't know whether you know this or you've experienced it, but we do have a whole prayer team that calls every campaign and offers to pray for them. Now we've grown so quick over the last couple months that we're hiring as many people as prayer partners as fast as we can, because we are, like, backlogged for like a month.
Yeah.
So I don't know, if have you received a call from a prayer partner yet?
Not yet.
Okay. So you should be expecting to get a call, and they'll just offer to pray for you and with you over the phone, or leave your voicemail if you don't answer. It's one of our favorite parts, that we get to pray with people, reach into their situations and really take a minute to lift their knee before God, because what you're doing is really important. So I know one of the questions you wanted to talk, you know, you said you'd like to talk about is, why is having a physical copy, you know, in the digital age where we can all grab as many books as we want on an iPad or on a Kindle or phone, or why is it important to have physical copies of the Bible? And, you know, what makes that special?
I think one of the biggest things is just being able to write down and put those notes in the margin. Something was a word was like speaking to me at a certain time in life where I've come in and highlighted it. And then I'm back there, you know, years later, and can see that, like, oh, this is where I was, and this is what this word was bringing me through. I think that's very big. I think also just the way the text is so cross-referenced, like literally not just, you know, the margin notes, but where can you flip back between what's happening in Malachi and what's happening in, you know, John, and like actually be right there in the text going back and forth. And of course you can scroll or open your tabs. And I think I actually use Logos, which is a whole web software, mm-hmm. but I think that physical copy is still something that it means a lot.
I'm a Kindle, like I love to read, and I love to read on my Kindle. Like I know there are people who are like, yeah, I need a book. And I like to have my Kindle because I can read at night without a light. I can carry it in my pocketbook. I can have 500 books available to me at any moment. But with my Bible, and I do have the Bible app and things on my phone, with, you know, and I do the little devotionals once in a while, like the little plans on that. But with my Bible, I have a Bible that I have had for years. The cover is actually like corroding pretty much, right? Like bad. And I was like, I don't want to get a new Bible because it has all my notes and my underlines and the stuff that you're just comfortable. Like, it's like a part of me, right? Like, and so I just bought a cover so that hopefully it will
keep it,
you know, looks nice. So you don't notice that my Bible looks like it's been through a war. There is something about having a Bible that you flip through and that you write notes in and that you reference and see how far God has come, or reading the same thing again and getting something. You've underlined it, but now you're reading an underlying part that you underlined 5 years ago, and it means something totally different today. Because God's like, and you're like, man, I don't even remember why did I underline that? I don't remember what I was going through, but today it means this. This is crazy how this is being pointed out to me. You know, because the Word of God is alive. It's changing. It changes us as we read it, and so we're so excited that you have stepped in to take on this undertaking.
Hey, Shine Brightly listeners, if there's one thing we can all agree on, The world can often feel like a dark and lonely place. Here at Give, Send, Go, we often see people in hopeless situations, feeling like there's nowhere else they can turn. That is until they find Give, Send, Go. In addition to being a fundraising platform, we're ready to listen and pray for your campaigns. No matter where you are, what you've done, or what you're going through, Give, Send, Go believes in giving a voice to the voiceless and sharing hope with the hopeless. That's why we're the platform where help and hope go hand in hand. To offer this same help and hope to someone in your life, visit giftsandgo.com to give to a campaign or to start your very own campaign. That's www.giftsandgo.com.
So what does it entail? So you say we need to make a bigger Bible. Is there a place where you can just download the Bible, make the font bigger, and then print it? Or what?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know nothing.
No, so it's definitely been a bit of a process. So essentially we got in touch with Crossway, who publishes the English Standard Version. There are some versions publicly available, like King James, some open source versions. So we were open to that. I think the neat thing with the ESV is it comes with all those footnotes. Yeah, basically we told them the situation. They gave us a limited copyright to just make a couple versions or a couple prints. And then it was a whole bunch of Word files, essentially. And so one could go in, increase the point size and print it. I'm a bit of an artist and designer. So I kind of wanted to like do it the like way that you would if you were actually publishing. I went through and took the whole text and brought it into InDesign. And then InDesign is basically professional publishing software. And then went through and you basically, you know how you do Control F to find a certain type of text? I did very fancy Control Fs and replaces, find and replace to reformat the full text. And so I actually have a couple of the sheets here. So this is like an example version that we did for like an example of Romans. And I printed this page out to like give Kamal a chance to look at it. How does this font look? How's the page size?
And what page is that?
This is 1117.
11 by 17, okay.
So this isn't the final, the final size. But I basically got feedback from Kamal actually for a few designs to see which formatting worked best. And then he essentially very patiently just waited on InDesign to go through all these 66 books and kind of manually/automatically find and replace and format the whole text.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Yeah, you know, it's nice having tools like that. I'm very familiar with Adobe products and things like that, but it's a lot of work to make it. It's nice that you're making it look nice and not just, you know, because I'm like, do you just grab the text and you know, and then print it? And then how do you bind it? Like, do you have to send it to, are you pretty much like you are an author making a book, you send it to a printer and they
We looked into that. They do have more standard sizes, so it was harder to do our kind of custom, this legal paper. So right now what we're doing is we're working with a local printer who's going to do like a coil binding.
Okay.
It's like these 2-inch size coils. I also looked into actually you can do your own paperback binding. But the nice thing about the coil is it can fold all the way over and lay flat. And with a book this big, being able to just easily lay it on the table is kind of
That is nice.
Yeah.
So I can see that you're trying to raise, what was it, $1,250. Is that how much, did you get quotes on how much this would cost?
Yeah, we got a quote for the full price of printing. And then I was going to, on my own, make the little tabs with each of the labels, the books, and do that. And yeah, we've reached out to a couple of printers and have gotten quotes, and it's about in that range. Just, I think, because of the sheer number of pages.
Yeah, how many pages is it? I know you said it, I think.
Yeah, the final count is like 3,600, so 3,600.
And how many is in like an average Bible that you buy?
An average, standard? I have a little like Bible, and I think it's about 1,000 or 1,500, and it's much smaller.
Yeah. So these are, it's going to be an 11 by 17 page.
Yeah, it's going to be 8.5 by 14.
8.5 by 14. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a larger page with larger print. And that print that you showed us on that page, is that a good print for him to read? Was he like, oh, this is good? Or do you need it?
The text was a little too thin in that one. So the final format was kind of like this. So
okay, so thicker.
This is yeah, thicker bold. Text, and then all of this is sans serif.
Okay, yeah, which is great. So you're close to reaching your goal. It looks like you've raised $1,100. So $150 is what's left on the table.
Yes, yes.
If somebody wants to give to your campaign, they can. We're going to have the URL at the bottom of this video. So please go read Kamile's story and Corbin's story and why they decided to find out more information. And you can also give, or you can set, like you said, the prayer button where people can offer prayers for you guys as well as you walk this endeavor. I love when people see a need and then instead of just going, oh, I wish there was something we could do about this, they actually mm-hmm. go and just do it. And that's what you did. You can go to giftsandgo.com/KamileBible, KAHMILE, Bible, BIBLE, just like the song. Kamile Bible, giftsandgo.com/KamileBible. And you can give, pray, support what they're doing. So I know you said the publisher only gave you a certain amount of license. So can you just print one Bible? Is that kind of what?
Yeah, essentially private use. I told them two or three just in case we need to print something else. So I think, once we finish this, I might converse with them on the best way to make this accessible to people.
Because that would be great for them to have.
Right,
to say, listen, what if we work together? This is an idea that's needed,
right?
To be able to offer this. So, we are thankful, and that is 100% why we do these spotlights, because to hear stories like yours, where you saw a need and you said, we're going to go and we're going to meet this need. And, funding is needed, pretty much for anything we do in this world, funding is needed. That's why Gifts and Go is here. But we decided when we started Gifts and Go 8 years ago that we weren't going to just be about raising funds. We were going to be about sharing the hope of Jesus while people raise funds. And so we love when people come on and we say, listen, we're here to share the hope of Jesus. And we love that you're sharing the hope of Jesus by printing out the word of God for your friend. And so thank you for stepping up. Anybody watching, if God has put somebody or something on your heart, don't be afraid to jump in. I bet you didn't know that you would know so much about printing and formatting and all of the things you've learned along the way.
Definitely.
Well, thank you for coming on again. If you want to give or pray or share, because sharing is just as important, go to giftsandgo.com/KamileBible, KAHMILEBIBLE. And you can see this campaign. Corbin, we ask that you update the campaign as you go through the process,
so that
people can come on. And I can see that you've made some updates, which is great. So people can come on and read the updates as you get this Bible printed. We'd love to see pictures and things like that of the final product, because this is really, really exciting. So thanks for coming on Gifts and Go Spotlight. It's been great meeting you. And, we're all family. So
it's
cool to meet other people that are my brothers and sisters Christ,
brothers. Amen. So, great to meet you. And I'm so thankful for the platform that you all have created and shared with us to use. So that means a lot as well. Yeah.
Again, it's very similar to what happened with you. God gave us an idea and we said, okay, we know nothing about this. Like, I've never built a crowdfunding platform, but we started taking those steps in obedience and Gifts and Go was born. And we didn't know how important it was going to be. 8 years ago when we started it, that there would need to be a place for the body of Christ and people, you don't have to be a Christian to be on Gifts and Go, but for people to be able to come and raise funds while we get to the privilege of sharing, you come on our site and then we get to say, hey, we're going to tell you about Jesus, right? Yeah. That what a cool thing. And so that is our goal. We're glad you found us for, share. If you ever hear somebody needing to raise funds for anything, giftsandgo.com.
Yes.
It was great meeting you. Hopefully, I know one day we'll meet in person, maybe not in our physical bodies, but maybe who knows if our paths cross. I know my brother, who's my partner, he lives up in Massachusetts. And so he's not too far up there. And so thank you again for using Gifts and Go. We're so excited to see the final product of when this Bible, do you have an estimated time before we go
for the printing
and having
I think given the campaign the way it's moving, I think we should be able to send it to the printer next week.
Wow.
And then they said maybe 5 days. So probably in 2 weeks, we can have everything printed and bound.
Okay. So that's cool. That's really soon.
Definitely.
So come on, help them finish up their goal. GiveSendGo.com/Camille's Bible. Help them finish their goal. $150 more, I think, is what it is. But this is awesome. Tell Camille we are glad that he is going to be able to have a hard copy of the Bible to write all his notes in.
Yes, I will.
So it was nice meeting you.
Yeah, good meeting you as well, Heather.
You have a wonderful day.
Have a good day.
GiveSendGo is the #1 free Christian crowdfunding site in the world. Yes, free. Other crowdfunding sites will charge you nasty, hidden fees, but not GiveSendGo. While our third-party processor does charge a small fee to givers upon donating, GiveSendGo's platform is free of fees because we believe you earn the money you raise. So the next time you're looking to raise money for a friend or you've got a mission of your own, come to GiveSendGo.com, the #1 free Christian crowdfunding site in the world.